Serbian military leader Ratko Mladic was arrested yesterday after 16 years on the run. He's now accused of genocide, among other things. And it's called up a number of memories about not just the massacre of nearly 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica, but the siege of Sarajevo as well. Mevludin Ovic was one of the victims in Srebrenica. He survived and spoke 5 years ago to the BBC's John Mannall on the condition that the tape would not be aired until after Mladic had been captured. And we bring you now his story of Mevludin Ovic, who survived.
We came out, they blindfolded us, gave us water, and we were taken to a field to be executed. They took out Nazir Kusic. He was one of us prisoners, and they made him blindfold us. Military trucks arrived and parked in front of the entrance. We were kept in these trucks and taken to the field.
You were asked to leave the trucks, and what happened then?
They said, get out and stand in a line. They were shouting. I grabbed my cousin Harris's hand. He said, they'll kill us. And I said, they won't. Then I heard gunshots and I fell to the ground. I didn't get hit. I was lying there until some people tried to run away. One guy started running. Another one behind my back tried to escape and was hit in the head. When they started hitting us in the head, I fell unconscious. I woke up in the night. I was lying down, pretending to be dead. Harris was lying on top of me. I heard all this. When one guy jumped up to run, they shouted, there he is, there he is. And they started to shoot towards him. They spotted another one trying to escape. They were swearing. The first one, they killed in the forest. The other one got away. They were saying, they'll get him round the corner somewhere. This guy survived, and he's an official witness in The Hague.
And your cousin, Harris?
It was rain that woke me up. I pushed him off me and left him there. I left the place with another survivor called Hurem.
And Harris was dead?
Yes, he was dead. With difficulty I managed to move him from on top of me. I was locked, stuck under him. I didn't move the entire day because I was unconscious. I then found Hurem Sulic and he was alive. I tried to help him.
When you got up, what did you see around you?
I saw the field full of dead people and I had to step over them. I had to step on their feet, hands. The blood was thickened and it was slippery. In order to get out of there, you had to step over the dead. The whole field was full of dead people. Out of fear and anger, I started crying out. So if Hurem hadn't been there, God knows what would have happened to me.
Mevludin Ovic, recounting his survival of the massacre in Srebrenica, he spoke to the BBC 5 years ago.